All right, so what's good, Atlanta? You tuning to the JoJo the Big Homie Show. I am the baddest Boricua in the game, JoJo Alonzo.
And I am your big homie, absolute biggest big homie, Kodak. What's good?
And we have a special guest with us today. We have Jid, J-I-D.
Yeah.
Either or.
All of that.
In the building.
Give it up, give it up.
Jid!
Gotta make some noise. Okay, ATL's on, or at least.
Well, hold on now. Wait a minute.
We don't.
I found out this week I'm not from Atlanta.
Yeah, so. What side?
What part of Atlanta?
From the east side, yeah.
Oh, she says she don't know about the east side. She says she can't
speak. She don't know a lot of things.
She says she can't speak on the east side.
Yeah, do you consider yourself?
Yeah, East Atlanta. It's the East Atlanta sign. You ever seen it?
East Atlanta.
Look, it's a sign that says East Atlanta on it. So.
I mean, it's Atlanta, just the east side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, we got like an east side of Chicago. It's called East Chicago.
Yeah.
But it's Indiana. Oh, and then we got a West Memphis.
Is that close?
But it's Arkansas. Exactly. I don't know.
Damn.
East Atlanta. Ain't no telling. No, I'm just kidding. So our show isn't really our typical, your typical radio show. Mm-hmm. We do what the hell we want to do. Ain't that right?
We really just be up here talking.
Yeah. We really just be doing, yeah, we talking, we say whatever the hell we want to say.
Okay.
And, I mean, hey, it landed us this job, all right? So we have a segment based off of me, because apparently I'm just extremely...
Ain't no apparently, bro. This segment was not based off of you. It's your segment. It was your idea.
So it's called How Toxic Are You?
Okay.
And it's because basically I just be saying some off-the-wall outrageous-ass shit. People can't believe I say it because I guess I'm toxic.
Yeah. Bye.
Right?
Quote-unquote.
Right. So today we have a question. It ain't too crazy, but here we go. How do you tell your girl that her poom poom stink?
Damn. I feel like at my big age, that's not even going to be an issue.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't even like deal in those type of like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but let's say this.
If it's medical or some shit, like, I'm
But you wouldn't know.
Medical, hell, she should have told you. She knew it was medical.
No, she knew. Hold on, let me explain something to you guys. Sometimes, like, women, like, our vaginas are...
I feel like you're about to dodge accountability.
No, it's not about accountability. It's about, because what he's saying is, oh, I'm older, I'm not going to even have to deal with that. But you are. Because women, their vagina goes through stages, go through things, it cleans itself and do whatever. It's going to be a time where at least once.
I feel like you just got to tell her. Right. You got to be straight up.
How? How would you tell her? Y'all having a good day, everything, the birds are chirping.
Yeah.
Like, y'all having a great time. Y'all just had dinner. Next thing you know.
Damn.
And who ordered the fish?
Okay.
Yo, go ahead.
So how would you say it? How would you tell her?
Yeah, I feel like I got to be mature about it. Because if you make a joke, like, you know what I'm saying? You just got to be serious, stale face, and just be like, yo, vagina stink.
That's what you tell her? So you look your girl straight in the face and be like, yeah, baby, your shit stink, bro.
Oh, my God. That's a death threat.
Yeah, like.
A fact.
If you really fuck with her, if it ain't just no, you know what I'm saying, fly by night shit, you got to literally just like that. You ain't on your, you know what I'm saying? You ain't.
I'm gonna stick with you. I'm gonna stick with you through it though. Yeah, because if it's my shorty, yeah, I'm gonna stick with you through the stinky vagina. I'm not about to go in it, but you know, you need to handle what you need to handle right now.
You gonna go in it and
stop.
Just cover
I'm
your nose.
I told you, I'm an abort mission king. Hey, emergency! You got to put in a group chat. Hey, call me. Say it's an emergency. I'm out of here.
I mean, I get it. I just think. If there is a time where you have to say something like that, you should, I don't think you should just say it like blatantly, because that's going to hurt her feelings. Because I don't think anybody could take somebody saying that they pussy stank.
Is a whisper? Like, would a whisper help?
I think you should be like, hey, babe. I think you should be like, hey, babe, you know, let's get in the shower.
Like, she a little tart.
Let's get in the shower, or be like,
oh, okay.
Some may be like, I don't know, some ain't right.
If it's just a day thing, if this consistently, then that's a real issue. You know what I'm saying?
Take her to the doctor. She needs to be on some probiotics.
So wait a minute. So you telling me that she got a stank box and her feelings insensitive? You got both of them? That's a bad combination.
You know what? We're not going to talk about bad combinations. We're not going to talk about bad combinations. Because I know a lot of bad combinations, but it happens. Like, women's vagina is not going to smell like super clean all the dang time. Now, it ain't finna be super stanky all the time either. Now, if it is, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Some dudes like that, though. There's some filthy animals out in this world. There's some sickos out.
It is, because like,
you do that after the gym box.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
It's some sickos out here.
That's disgusting.
It's some nigga listening to this shit right now. Like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I can imagine, though. Jeez. It'd be the same ones who run a red
asking
light.
Asking for feet pics.
No, that's different.
You're not about to slander.
All right, so we have another segment, rather. Okay, it's called Facts or Cap. So if you agree to what I'm saying, it's facts. If you don't, it's some cap. All right, so facts or cap: side chicks are winning in 2022.
Cap. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you say cap?
Probably because. I don't know. I feel like it's like, I'm looking at like Rocky and like Rihanna and Love and like Jay-Z and shit. I feel like it's just like real love shit going on. Like,
right. Yeah. But and you out here being a side chick. So what are you winning exactly?
Yeah, it's no real winning at. You just.
Okay. I feel like like getting a side chick is like maybe a bunch of small things that people would consider wins if you was in a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. you may get you like some cash, you may get like you know, some material stuff.
Yeah, material stuff.
Yeah, that's going to it look good.
Real shit that don't mean nothing, not no quality shit. You right. know what I'm saying? It be the real shit that lasts.
And it's crazy because I say cap too, but it's crazy because there are women out there who think, you know, that's life. Life is being popped by a celebrity who got a wife and getting these bags and jewelry and stuff on the side.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's not it.
It's a lot of women that are misled out here, because I've seen, like, I saw, like, one of these blogs, or maybe it was one of the IG chicks comments, like, a girl commented, was like, man, I want to, you're living life. I see you on Love and Hip Hop. You know, you got it. I'm like, damn, that's what y'all think is like the top of the top shit? Like,
yeah, I got mad when somebody told me you would, what they say? They say you would never amount to nothing but to be on Love and Hip Hop. Somebody said that to me.
That's cold. Damn. Are they still in your life?
Like personally
what?
Talking to you?
I smacked the shit out of whoever said that to me.
Oh my gosh. No, you talking about like a comment or something.
No, like they said it in my face. I literally smacked the shit out of them.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the smack in the face.
Smacking it. Somehow you got to smack shit out of there.
You do sometimes. I couldn't believe it.
Damn.
But okay. But yeah, we just gonna say women these days do think that being a side chick is winning.
What's the equivalent to like a male side chick? Like, what would we call?
It's a side dude.
I mean, a side dude. Yeah. But it's still gonna be different. Like,
it's totally different. Like, dynamics and involved.
Yeah,
in
because you know when a girl is a side piece, she getting paid.
Yeah,
you know.
Essentially, something.
I actually was asked to be a side piece, but we're gonna talk about that after. We're gonna talk about that after.
Didn't even try like finesse it.
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
But we're gonna do the difference first, yeah. And then the side piece for the woman, I think, is like whatever her man not doing, he doing.
But I feel like. Okay, so I feel like if you a side dude, I mean, a lot of dudes, if you single, and you get a side,
it's better to be a side dude.
Yeah, because you get all the coochie, you get all the coochie with none of the really commitment.
Getting. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, I ain't got to take you nowhere. You're not expecting no gifts from me. I just get to beat your back out and leave.
It is second. Yeah. It is second hand though. You getting some second handed. So
yeah,
because if she got a dude, then
but I do think
hand me down.
No, but it might not be because some women have side dudes for the dick.
Damn, it's a cold world.
Yeah, like she would just be going to him because he gonna blow her back. He's gonna blow her back out, but her nigga not doing it.
Damn.
So she'll just have her side nigga. That's just her dick.
So her dude really getting the second hand box.
Exactly.
That's right? Crazy.
He probably got the shit. That sounds.
Yeah,
like,
but he probably has everything but good dick. And I always say, like, a relationship is never gonna get far if you don't have good dick. I don't care who you. I don't care if a woman says she don't like sex like that. She lying.
Damn, that's real.
So,
I agree with
men,
that.
If you out here, please get your dick game up. Even if you think that it's good, keep working out, okay?
You're
because she will lie and say that it's good just to not mess up your ego. I swear.
Situation. She comfortable.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. It's real straight.
You're killing it right now.
Yeah, that's real, like, tragic, though.
Damn.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
Like, that y'all have so much to, like, live up to. Just think about it. You giving this girl the best dick you ever had in your life, and she over here talking about you to her homegirls, like, right after. Trying to find another nigga to fuck. Like, literally,
That's why you got to put the. That's why you got to tag team with the Rose. Now you got to get the Rose toy that the bitches be talking about. Shit, you know, you're not going nowhere.
We finishing this tonight.
I never had one of those. Like a Rose toy. I never had one of those. I ain't never had, so I don't know what it feels like.
Are you trying to solicit somebody to get you one?
Nah, I don't want no toy. Like, if I'm having sex with you, every so often a toy is cool. But if you got to use a toy every single time, like, nigga.
Yeah.
Get your dick right. I'm not. It's over.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, okay, so about this side dude, whatever, him asking me to be a side chick. This is how it happened. We were actually having a conversation, and we went out, and we had a good time. And then he starts texting me, and I'm like, oh, okay, do you have a girlfriend? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do y'all live together? And he's like, yeah. I said, damn.
Fucking with Bruh Flavor already. My boy going pushing crazy.
I was like.
pushing for real. Keep going.
I'm like, damn. And he like, yeah, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I mean, we only cool anyway. We ain't did nothing. Yeah. He said, yeah, but I was wondering if you wanted to be, you know, my girl, but on the side. And I'm like, what's that mean? He's
like, one of my dogs. You know, it's not like one of my partner
offerings. Seriously, he's like, and I'm like, well, what's that mean? I want to know. Mind you, I know.
You're always asking the questions. It's obvious, motherfucker. I want you to be my girl. I'm just trying to on the side.
No, I'm trying to out you. I'm trying to out you.
You ain't outing shit. He already said it.
No, I want to know exactly what your terms of agreement.
The dots are there. Connect the dots.
Like, I just want to know. So you know, we have our podcast. We have our radio show. Mm-hmm. I just want to see how men think sometimes. You know, because I can always be like.
Everything's like a field study. It sounds like you just.
Yeah, because yeah. I can assume.
Trying to collect my empirical data.
I want
to
know. No, for real. I want to know. Damn. So he said, you know, I want you to be my girl on the side. I want you to, I want to go out, go on dates, you know.
I think it's tripping.
Buy you stuff from time to time and have some great sex together. And I was like. Okay. Block. Fuck somebody. I didn't block him.
You should have fucked with it. Why you say no? Tell me
because
why.
I'm morals? Because number one, yeah.
Morals.
I've been cheated on before and that shit does not feel good at all. So I don't wanna be the girl that like
he's cheating with.
Yeah, I don't wanna do that. Number one. Number two, I'm not a side chick. I'm not giving side chick. Like when I walk in the room, it's not like side chick, nah, yeah. It's wifey, like, and that's just what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So that shit over with for buddy. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, buddy, it's over with.
Damn, he know this.
Anyway,
too.
Man,
he know that you talking about. Will he know if you heard this?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yes, he would know.
How recent is this?
Don't worry about that, Kodak.
Oh damn, that would have really gave it away.
I'm saying, like, you trying to give up the timeline and shit.
Anyway, man, let's get into the big homie's kitchen where we talk about this new music that we cooking up, man. So we got Jen in the building.
Yeah,
East Atlanta's on.
Yeah.
Well, so you got the record out now with 21.
Yeah.
Baby Tate.
Yeah.
And how do we come upon this track?
Essentially, we just really off on the East Side.
Yeah.
And I just thought it'd be a nice like situation to have.
Like, I like the samples in there, the harmonizing on the hook.
Yes, bro. Like this is one of my favorite samples off top. I first heard it in because Yassine, you know what I'm saying, Mos Def.
Yeah.
Like he was one of the first people to use it on the Miss Fat Booty, one of those songs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought when I first heard it, I was like, this be fire to like, you know what I'm saying, bring it, modernize it or whatever, and do it the right way. And then when I first heard it, I heard 21 on it just cause, like, you know what I'm saying, his tone, his voice, we from the same, you know what I'm saying, side of town and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Baby Tate was just like a nod to like up and coming. She's like amazing as hell. And then for the women, I don't like doing too much stuff without like women involved. So she had to be a part of it.
Yeah.
The ecosystem of the record. That's just really what it was, you know what I'm saying? Meezy, shout out to Meezy, that's my dog.
Shout out Meezy, Mega Meezy.
Exactly. He helped put that shit together and then it just came to life. It was easy.
Yeah. Okay.
So
the
record is surround sound.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, I had a chance to listen to it as well. And it's fire.
Yeah.
Your flow. Where do you get your, I ain't gonna say where you get it from because I know that's like is who you are. But have you had any type of inspiration to where how you wanted to direct?
Yeah. Just really like the best people, you know what I'm saying, doing music. I always feel like I had like a good ear for music and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like I just try and do shit that felt like palatable on this song.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically this one. It just felt like easy to digest. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of different things sometimes. So I just wanted to make something that people could just listen to and then appreciate the flow and all of that shit. So yeah, it came from a bunch of different spaces, but
and the lyrics.
Yeah.
Cause I would say you're a lyricist? Is that?
Lyricist.
Yeah.
That's how you say lyricist.
Lyricist, you right.
I said it right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Give it up for JoJo pronouncing shit right the first time.
Yo, I get my shit fucked up. That's what I do. I have so many bloopers. I'm like, do you say, is that how you say it?
No, you're right. Lyricist.
Okay, but yeah, I would say that. Appreciate it. Especially, like, it's the, your lyrics, the beat, 21, that shit just come together.
Yeah.
Like really good, nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
And speaking of lyrics, right? So a few years ago, you challenged Tory Lanez. Yeah, you came at his neck about some a freestyle battle.
I did.
You?
That's how it happened.
I don't know how it happened, but that was a part of it. You were accepting the challenge, however it came. Who is on your 2022 hit list?
That was like. This how that happened.
Because let me expound on that. You're not somebody who stays in the media for negative shit, for bullshit, this shit unrelated to music. Like, you really somebody who you're going to get in the studio, get out the studio, go home, come back, start. You're going to make hits. You're a hit maker. Yeah. Spitter. Like, you're not going to be in there for bullshit. So when I seen that, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So tell us about how this came about.
It wasn't nothing for real, because Tory actually my dog. Like, we actually have a real relationship, you know what I'm saying, outside of it. Because I went on tour with him in, what was that, 2016? Went on tour with him, you know what I'm saying? Like, but outside of that, it was literally him just like, he was having a moment, he just feeling himself, he was just like, oh, I'll take out everybody in Dreamville to get to Cole. It ain't have nothing to do with nothing for real.
Yeah.
Nobody no smoke, nobody died, no bleeding, none of that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, nah, bro, you know who I am. Like, you would never smoke me. Literally what it was. We got on the phone after that shit, had a little conversation about it. It really wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's actually my dog.
He's just talking some shit talking.
Huh? There's some shit talking.
Yeah.
It's sporting shit.
Some people be trying to take some. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I blast on anybody though. For 2022, I'm really like.
Anybody, it can go.
Yeah, it really don't matter.
A battle.
I don't even carry the energy, so. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like directed at me or some extra shit. I'm really calm, bro. I'm smoking a blunt somewhere.
Okay. Hello.
Nah, we need some names. Nah, we need.
He
we
said
need,
everybody.
Who on like? Right. Right. I don't know. I don't really care.
You know who ain't heard from?
Not
when,
like somebody. You feel
when,
me?
We ain't heard from Kendrick in a minute. What about you? Bar Kendrick up?
He the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody like essentially wants some type of like energy from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He the top one. The top dog.
Okay.
Definitely.
No pun intended.
He definitely is.
Intended. I said it wrong.
Antenna.
Y'all got the same type of flow, though.
We just a couple of short niggas. It ain't the same. I'm from the South. You know what I'm saying? We just short niggas with little voices and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's what you think. No, I'm just telling you from what I hear.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's good. You know,
yeah,
I mean, obviously,
that.
you're your own person. But like you just said, he top dog.
It's a bunch of them. Cole, Kendrick, Nicki.
Have they put you on the 2K soundtrack yet?
Yeah. A couple times I feel like I've been on it.
Okay.
And in Madden.
And since you're an avid player, now how does that feel for you? Like, oh, this is my shit. You hear your shit. You in the neighborhood. You hear your shit pop up.
It's hard, bro. On Madden, bro, I'm like the first song that pop up every time the game come on.
For real? That's not bad.
This year,
I'm the first.
Do you get
song
a check for that?
Yeah.
Get out of this nigga pocket, man.
I feel like things are, incentives.
I was just saying, like, I'm just asking. I don't want to know how much it was.
Services are always related.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
The receipts are there.
I'm just saying, Mary just did the Super Bowl for free, so I'm just,
man,
I'm
that's
just saying.
The Super Bowl, man. Everybody do that shit.
That's Madden.
My Aunt Monet.
Yeah.
That's Madden.
Y'all don't watch. Y'all watch.
Of course, he don't. I do.
I don't, man. I be lost when he be talking about shit, man.
Yeah, he 50 definitely put Mary J. back on the map.
She fire.
Yeah.
She's so talented. She's still beautiful too.
Yeah, for
sure. She look great at this.
Don't
Super Bowl.
She?
Yeah.
Or didn't she look great?
Yeah, Michael Jordan think the same thing, apparently.
No, right?
Okay.
Nigga about to snatch her ass up. I can take you away from all this.
No, I think it was given. I met you before. It was given. It was given. I seen you before. Man, back in the day.
Have a slam dunk contest. And look,
chill on Mary. Chill on Mary.
We love Mary J.
It's true.
She came out in the Super Bowl and thighs out. Boy, I was like, oh shit.
You just can't wait to see some thighs.
I niggas love thighs. What you talking about? With a side of yams too. What you saying?
And mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. They got it. And they got a touch. The macaroni and cheese and the yams got a touch. Bruh. But look, we was talking.
I can't stand
you. We was talking about the new Atlanta anthem apparently earlier. And what were your thoughts on the track?
Say it one more time.
We was talking about the new Atlanta anthem earlier. What was your thoughts on the track?
You talking about on Shotty?
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fire. I fuck with it. I like how she she made a moment out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Calling people out.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't really call nobody out. She didn't really call nobody out.
If it's a hit dog holler type situation, if you like respond, if you say anything to it, it's like, oh. You know what I'm saying? You see the chink.
You ain't from. Okay.
Fuck that. Yeah. She said College Park first. And I said, hold the fuck up.
She fucked you up.
No, he was really upset for real.
I was mad the whole weekend. I couldn't wait. I listened. I drove here the whole way from College Park listening to Southside by Lotto. I listened to that shit about 15 times on the way here.
Damn.
That's hard
though. I fuck with how she just garnered a moment out of that shit. That's what you want to do as an artist. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's just like a good stepping stone for her to drop a great ass project or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who is Jizz dream collab that you haven't done yet?
Beyonce.
Damn.
Right? It's like kind of crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Somebody else said that today.
Mm-hmm.
You in the beehive? You're well protected then.
I be on the page.
Yeah, you definitely well protected.
You in the beehive?
I be attacking people all the time.
For real?
100%.
That's what's
up. You be coming at people on IG for Beyonce?
100%. I'm coming with the bees, bro. Look, it's coming.
I wonder how. Do you have
you dropping the emojis?
You have a girlfriend?
Huh?
You have a girl? I ain't going to put you out like I ain't going to ask you to put your information like that. I take that back. But how was, I'm just trying to figure out how would somebody feel like being with somebody who's like a diehard Beyonce fan? Like.
That's crazy.
Putting bees and being like, Beyonce!
You gotta find a fellow Beyonce fan so she understands.
Yeah, that's what time I'm on.
Because, Beyonce transcends, like, genders when it comes to her music. Like, mm-hmm. Bruh, I'll be in the car. Let 1+1 come on in the car.
+1=2. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love me some Beyonce. I'm just saying, like,
and you. That shit hard.
No, Beyonce fire though. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. I don't know how
you would feel if your nigga was a Beyonce fan.
Yeah,
and he chose Beyonce
crazy,
over you.
Like, you know,
no, you don't choose Beyonce over me because I'm gonna be upset. But
it ain't too crazy though.
I understand.
Yeah,
man, I'm just like in a fan club. Got a couple t-shirts. Got a face on my back. Ain't nothing. Just a little fan. I'm playing. I ain't got a tat.
Okay,
because I ain't got a tat.
I'm just at this point. I gotta give you to Beyonce here.
Yeah.
To the Beehive.
You know you got a show.
That's funny. But no, we appreciate you coming and kicking in with us.
Nah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right, so we're gonna give it up one more time for Jid.
Give it up one more time for Jid and kicking it with the homies.
Kicking it with the homies, and it's the JoJo and Big Homie Show, and we out.
That was great.